Are you as confused as I am when it comes to student loan debt? One day we have to pay it, one day we don't, the next day we do, when we do, how much do we have to pay? What is it? So my name is Dan Free. I try to do a report every day to educate and inform you guys everything real estate. But in today's topic, we're going to talk student loan debt. Why? Well, basically almost everybody that applies to buy a house in today's world has student loan debt. And the one thing they don't know is which program is best for you. So that is what we're going to talk about today. So you might have been affected by the Supreme Court's decision of striking down the Biden administration's of waiving over $600 billion in student loan debt. Well, there's several packages out there that you probably don't even know about. And one of those is we're going to talk about right now. It's the income-based payment plan. So there is an income-based payment plan in place right now. You probably don't even know about it. There's probably about seven others that would be better for you than the package that, or the program that you're on currently. But let's figure this out. Let me explain how this all works. So the income-based payment plan that most people should be electing for does this. It says how much of your discretionary income, how much of the money that you have left over, can you afford to make your student loan payments? Okay, so there is a program available today, and it's based on 10% of your discretionary income. So the Biden administration is launching a new program today called the SAVE program. What it's going to do is it's basically going to be the same program, but it's going to reduce the discretionary income from 10% to 5%. So the problem with this is it's in its beta stage. And we know the government, how long it's probably going to take them to figure all this out. So what I wanted to go over with you guys today is let's go over maybe should you get involved with the income-based payment plan. So the first thing I want to show you guys is the Biden administration just launched this. And again, it's in its beta version. And if you want to go to the website, I'll have that link down below and it's right here. You can see right here, the savings plan, and it goes through all the other stuff, but it does say, you know, we do want you to apply for this. You're not going to get anything yet. The reason being is it's in its beta stage. So what do you do? Well, let me introduce you to a system called MyLoanSense. Okay, I know the founder, the president, and the owner of MyLoanSense. I had her on a video recently. I have her on live events every once in a while to inform you guys on, you know, what payment plans should you be getting into. She goes over and explains student loan debts and all this other stuff that most of your servicers or wherever you have your student loan debt don't really tell you about. So what I'd like you to do is go to MyLoanSense, and I'm going to have the link down below. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to fill out this information. So what you're going to do is you're going to go in here and put in how much money you make. So let's just do a normal one that we see. Here's a young lady that we just recently helped. This young lady makes $78,000 a year. Okay, so just follow me on this, because what this is going to do, and when it's all said and done, I'm going to show you how much money you might be able to save. Okay, so we're going to fill this out. Annual income. Well, the young lady we just helped out, she makes $78,000 a year. Her student loan debt, believe it or not, she just got a doctorate. She owes $250,000 in student loan debt. God bless her, because she's doing fantastic now. Her income is $78,000, but it's going to grow and grow and grow over time. But she has $250,000 in student loan debt. She has credit cards that come to about $250 a month. She does have a car payment. Her car payment is $550 a month, and she had some small, I think it was one or two installment loans that were about $125 a month. Okay, so that's her debts. So if you would put your other debts in here and just keep moving through the system. Down below, what's going to ask you is going to say, what is the interest rate on your student loan debt? Well, probably 90% of it is at 6.5%. So put 6.5%. The last thing is, what is your family size? It might just be you. It might be you and a partner. It might be you and a partner and one kid. In this situation, it was a young lady, her husband, and two children. So they had four people in their family. Okay, so let's see how much money she could possibly save by using the income-based payment package. Holy shnikes. Let me get my head out of the way so you guys can see this in more detail. So based on this information, she's going to save $2,516 a month, and it's going to increase her purchasing power by $238,704 a month. Well, how do we get all these numbers? Well, just go down through here. View details. So here's what happens. When you're applying for a mortgage, banks have to use a certain percentage of the balance that you have in student loan debt. And in this situation, her student loan debt would come with a payment of $2,839 a month, okay, based on this information right over here. She owes $250,000 at a 6.5% interest rate. Okay. But if she goes with the income-based payment plan based on her loan, loan amount, her family size, and her other debt, that payment would go from $2,839 a month all the way down to $323 a month. Going from her qualifying for nothing as a mortgage, now she can qualify for $238,704. So there's this package available to you. There's other packages available to you. But my goal here is just to help guide you down the right path of choosing which option or payment option you should take. So if you would please check out the data down below. I have the link to My Loan Sense down below. Check out and see what your numbers are and maybe get involved in an income-based payment package program. Whew, that was a lot of P's for you and your student loan debt. Thanks so much for watching, guys. I hope you find value in my videos like usual. If you do, please, all I ask you to do is give me a thumbs up and subscribe down below. Take care. God bless. See you soon. Bye-bye.